Thank you for calling our staff Fiverr. My name is Franny. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
You're speaking with Robert O'Reilly.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. O'Reilly. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good to hear. And how may I help you today?
Well, I'm received a flyer about switching service to you people.
Yes, sir.
I have a couple questions. Mm-hmm. First, what is automatic ACH?
ACH is referring to either your checking account or savings account. If you enroll into auto pay and paperless billing with us, once you sign up, they give you a $10 discount. And for the 1 gig, it comes down to $69.99.
I couldn't do paperless billing with a credit card?
If you do it with a credit card, the discount will only be $5. So the bill would then be
$74.99. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was wondering, do you do phone?
We do landline, yes.
Okay, how much is that?
That is $24.99 added to the bill monthly.
Okay, so the whole bill would be about $100 a month.
Correct. It's about, let's see.
Yeah, it's 90. A couple dollars over, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you like me to help you sign up today? You have any other questions for me to answer before?
No, they're my two questions. You
okay.
Answered them very well.
All right.
Yeah, because that would be good. So, yes, I'd like to set up. I don't know when they come or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So
I have Spectrum right now.
Okay. So, Mr. O'Reilly, we can start by searching your address in our system and see if it's already in service, and then we go from there. Is that good?
Okay. 27
mm-hmm.
Dunneman, Dunneman Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay. Thank you so much. 12401.
I don't know if they've been down the street yet.
Let me see. It will tell me here. Neman, Perfect Avenue, right here. Let's see. All right. So we're getting close. That address, it will be in service as of next week, actually, October 25th of 2024, we will be able to pre-order the service today if you want to, but we won't be able to do an schedule an installation appointment yet until the 25th. That's around the 25th, our staff fiber will call you back and schedule the installation appointment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to move forward with the pre-ordering today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and we are interested in the 1 gig?
Well, yeah, the $69.99 1 gig, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. In the package...
Probably a lot more than I'll ever use, but...
Okay, so we also...
I'll get TV with this, right? It'll run my smart TV.
It will run your smart TV, yes.
Okay.
It will give you the access to a stream, yes.
Okay.
All right. So in the package right now, we offer all the equipment. It includes, if you would like, one extender for free. Is that something that you would like to have, or you don't think you will need the extender?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a very big house. It will go in the basement, though.
Okay, so it doesn't hurt to add it.
I have like a 2,000 square foot house.
Okay, so yes, that will be between 1,000 to 2,500 is recommended, at least one or two. So one
okay.
should be good extender. So we'll just make a note.
We can just put that like upstairs, right?
Yes, whatever you feel that you need it the most, if it's either the basement or the second
floor. I'd like them to bring in the unit into the basement.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I have now.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and it seems to work on the first floor fine.
Okay, they can follow the same setup as you have right now.
Right, because when they come and install it, probably the Spectrum equipment will still be there because I'm not going to run out and cancel it till you people come.
Correct, yes. We will prefer that, yes. We also advise that our new customers wait until our Sapphire has done their installation prior to canceling, so you won't lose connection in the meantime.
Right. I would also like the telephone.
Okay. Yes, that was going to be my next question. Do you want to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And let me just one moment. If you can please provide me with a phone number.
Okay, that number is 845-331-7169.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. I have 845-331-7169.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, do you currently have any phone jacks in your house?
Yeah, they're somewhere.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm looking at one right now. Yes, there are phone jacks.
Okay.
You know, they were from probably Verizon.
All
because
right.
I've had Spectrum for many, many, many years.
Okay, perfect.
And
so
I have
I'm
talking to you on, you know, like a wireless telephone with a central unit. And that is plugged into a jack also.
Okay, perfect. So if you have them already, we don't need to install any because if we had to install one, it would be a one-time fee of $49.99. But you already have them. We should be all good to go.
Okay.
All right. Would you like to add any additional phone lines?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Just the one.
Just the one, all right. Just
right.
want to confirm.
More or less a switch over, I guess.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
We'll be porting over the old phone number. All right, so we are just confirming that the address of server is going to be 27 Dunman Avenue in Kingston, New York, 12401. It's zip code. And do you own or rent this property?
I own.
Thank you. And do you know how your current utilities are feeding into your home? Do they come in through the air or on the ground?
Through the air. Now, the electric comes off one telephone pole and the cable, you know, from Spectrum comes off another telephone pole.
Okay, so our technicians will figure it out, but they ask that question because most likely, usually we do our installation depending on how the customer already has their other utilities coming
okay.
into the house.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
All right. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. O'Reilly, so we put in this account under your name. First name is Robert?
Yes, F for middle initial.
Okay, thank you. Can you spell your last name for me, please?
Okay, it's O, capital O, apostrophe, capital R, E-I-L-L-Y.
Capital O, apostrophe, capital R, E.
I-L-L-Y.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And do you have an email address that you can provide me?
Okay, it's Bob, B-O-B, 10702 at yahoo.com.
Okay, I have Bob, 10702 at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Perfect. And what would be your primary phone number to contact?
I'll give you, well, there's this, I don't know if you have it. I'll give you my cell phone number. That would probably be better because, of course, you're not always home.
Mm-hmm.
That's 845
616
8844.
Okay, 616-8844 with an 845 area code. And what may be your primary, if we were to contact you, how would you like us to contact you, through phone, email, or text?
Text would probably be the best.
Okay, perfect. So RSTAT Fiverr, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, update about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. O'Reilly, so as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a $50 prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require you to pay a $50 deposit. Would you like to do the soft credit check or the $50 deposit?
We'll try the soft credit check.
Okay, perfect. Let me go into my other system 1 second. All right, the system is running a little slow. I'm so sorry about that. All right, just waiting for it to come back. All right. One moment, I'm almost... All right, Mr. O'Reilly. For this part, for the self-credit check, we would need your Social Security number. If you can please be able to provide me that.
119-52-1764.
The first part was 119, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. All right. It's just my system is just taking a little bit longer than usual. I do apologize for that, Mr. O'Reilly.
All right.
All right, everything came back great. No deposit is required. 6, 4, 8. Let me just copy the report number. All right, and would you be you said you're going to do the auto pay and paperless billing with your credit card, correct?
Well, no. I'll do it with my checking account.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
So we get the whole $10?
Yes. Okay. All right, that sounds good. And whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the routing number, please.
Okay. What number is that?
If you're looking at your check, it should be the first like they are divided like in little brackets. The first usually is like 10-digit, around 9-10-digit number.
Okay, here's a 9-digit one.
Mm-hmm.
221-976-227.
All right, and that came out for Ulster Federal Credit Union?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And the account number?
9542.
Mhm. All right. Is just is 9542?
Yes, that's the account number.
Okay.
Well, it says here 95420, but I'm looking at my bank statement, and it just says 9542 on the bank statement.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Oh, checking, you know, or draft or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm, the checking account, okay.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And this account is under your name as Robert Riley.
F. O'Reilly, yes.
Okay. All right, so the first payment comes out on the actual day of installation. And after that, It will come. It comes out every month on the same date.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. And that will be. Can we add the two up, the 69 and 29? I guess it would be for the phone.
Yes. Yeah, so it would be, the total would be now
94.98. Okay. Great.
Yes. So that will be your bill
just
for
so
the next
I know,
year.
You know.
Yes.
And will they send me the paperless bill like through the internet?
Yes, they'll send
you,
you
know, an email.
Mhm.
So I'll know.
Yes, they'll send you an email saying letting you know that your invoice is ready and you can go, and they're probably going to provide a link for you to sign into your online account and be able to see it.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It'll automatically take the money. I won't have to authorize it every month, right?
Correct. It will be taken out automatically.
Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
fine.
All right, and let me just take a look. So your installation most likely is going to be aerial because your utilities are like that right now. But in
right.
case...
We're wires, yeah.
Okay. So in case our technician, service your property, if they decide to do on the ground, is that something that you'll be okay to or open to do?
Well, they'll have to dig the trench and the whole bit. There's no underground at all.
Okay. All right.
So if they want to dig up the street and pay for it all, yeah, sure. But I'm not going to pay for it. They can string it through the air like the last guy.
Okay, just making sure, because some people are they already have their aerial installation, but they prefer on the ground. I just need to put a little note if you prefer the on the ground or not. Some area does not allow it because of how the ground is.
No, I live on a real old street. There hasn't been a new house built on this street in probably 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So everyone's in the air.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay. So, all right. So now, right here, and we're almost done with our installation. I mean, sorry, with your ordering your service. And Mr. O'Reilly, do you agree to bond by the terms of service? And they may change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Yes.
Thank you. So your terms, the terms are not going to change for the next 2 years, and if they are, we would definitely let you know ahead of time, and it shouldn't change drastically at all. We are just starting, and we want to keep our customers happy.
Right. You're brand new in the area.
Yes. All right, Mr. O'Reilly. So now that we have registered you for service, you will be receiving two emails from our staff fiber. One will be a confirmation of this order. The other one is an invitation for you to sign into your customer account. Would you be able to manage your account, pay your bill, and review this and accept the terms of service? Be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment. And we spoke about this before earlier during our conversation. Just so you can maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers to wait until our staff fiber has done their installation prior to canceling with their current provider. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, Mr. O'Reilly, do you have any questions for me at this time, or anything else I can assist you with today?
When will we make the appointment?
So
after they come down the street?
Correct. So it says that your in-service day will be next week, October 25th. So on October 25th, around that time, our staff member will be calling you back to schedule your installation appointment.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
And then once the installation is done, you know, let's say it happens to be the first week of November or whatever, then I will be billed. We're not billing me to. We're not billing me today.
No, we're not billing you today. The first bill comes out of your account on the day that we scheduled your installation, once the installation has been completed.
Okay, and also that day, the telephone will be switched over to you people?
Yes, that day will to switch over the phone, and your internet will be working as well.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So
otherwise, I have no further questions. You were, very good.
Oh, I appreciate it. It was my pleasure speaking with you today. You have a great afternoon.
I do have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you in a room all by yourself? Because there was a slight echo when you were typing.
I am, yes.
It sounded like you were in a big room, but you were all alone.
I am, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we work remotely, so we need to have our private offices.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in a big office building.
No.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling us apart, Mr. O'Reilly. You have a great afternoon.
You too. Thanks again. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.